116. O kings of Christendom, heard ye not the saying of Jesus, the Spirit of God, I go away and come again unto you? Wherefore then did ye fail, when he did come again unto you in the clouds of heaven, to draw nigh unto him, that ye might behold his face, and be of them that attained his presence? In another passage he saith, When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And yet, behold how when he did bring the truth, ye refused to turn your faces towards him, and persisted in disporting yourselves with your pastimes and fancies. Ye welcomed him not, neither did ye seek his presence, that ye might hear the verses of God from his own mouth, and partake of the manifold wisdom of the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the All-Wise. Ye have, by reason of your failure, hindered the breath of God from being wafted over you, and have withheld from your souls the sweetness of its fragrance. Ye continue roving with delight in the valley of your corrupt desires. Ye and all ye possess shall pass away. Ye shall most certainly return to God, and shall be called to account for your doings in the presence of him who shall gather together the entire creation. 20 years have passed, O kings, during which we have each day tasted the agony of a fresh tribulation. No one of them that were before us hath endured the things we have endured. Would that ye could perceive it. They that rose up against us have put us to death, have shed our blood, have plundered our property, and violated our honour. Though aware of most of our afflictions, ye, nevertheless, have failed to stay the hand of the aggressor. For is it not your clear duty to restrain the tyranny of the oppressor and to deal equitably with your subjects, that your high sense of justice may be fully demonstrated to all mankind? God hath committed into your hands the reins of the government of the people, that ye may rule with justice over them, safeguard the rights of the downtrodden, and punish the wrongdoers. If ye neglect the duty prescribed unto you by God in his book, your names shall be numbered with those of the unjust in his sight. Grievous indeed will be your error. Cleave ye to that which your imaginations have devised, and cast behind your backs the commandments of God the most exalted, the inaccessible, the all-compelling, the almighty. Cast away the things ye possess, and cling to that which God hath bidden you observe. Seek ye his grace, for he that seeketh it treadeth his straight path. Consider the state in which we are, and behold ye the ills and troubles that have tried us. Neglect us not, though it be for a moment, and judge ye between us and our enemies with equity. This will surely be a manifest advantage unto you. Thus do we relate to you our tale, and recount the things that have befallen us, that ye might take off our ills and ease our burden. Let him who will relieve us from our trouble, and as to him that willeth not, my Lord is assuredly the best of helpers. Warn and acquaint the people, O servant, with the things we have sent down unto thee, and let the fear of no one dismay thee, and be thou not of them that waver. The day is approaching when God will have exalted his cause and magnified his testimony in the eyes of all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth. Place in all circumstances thy whole trust in thy Lord, and fix thy gaze upon him, and turn away from all them that repudiate his truth. Let God thy Lord be thy sufficing succourer and helper. We have pledged ourselves to secure thy triumph upon earth, and to exalt our cause above all men, though no king be found who would turn his face towards thee.